2 underway here on the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers on the Republic Broadcasting Network tonight. Welcome aboard. It's Monday night now into Tuesday morning, the 13th of August into the 14th. Glad you're with us tonight. Our guest is Mr. Alan Watt. Alan's website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's cuttingthroughthematrix.com. My website is midnightridershow.com, midnightridershow.com. Tomorrow night on the program, our guest is going to be Robin Horton, a former air traffic controller who's done an extensive analysis into the air traffic control system on the morning of 9/11 and previous two. This is a guy that knows his stuff, has done a lot of work into it, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow night here on the show. And the rest of the week, I'm working on a huge program to discuss the issue of cord clamping prematurely, where a child, when they're born, the umbilical cord is clamped too early. It denies that baby blood that would otherwise be transfused to the baby's body from the placenta. And it's being shown to cause a number of health effects and problems in children. And we're going to look into that one night this week, either Thursday or Friday. Just trying to put a panel of people together to discuss it. And when it was brought to my attention last week, I'm going, oh my. And decided we definitely needed to do a program on it. Back to our guest, Alan Watt. Alan, you know, it really makes it difficult then to do anything as far as growing a movement or growing people to, you know, to come together as one if the danger of this infiltration like COINTELPRO with the anti-war movement, if that danger is so high, just forming a group itself is a danger all together.
It would depend on what your format was. You see, what the elite have always expected is a natural reaction, which is head-on resistance and opposition, totally opposite Hegelian method. And what they don't expect, of course, is something of a different nature, something they haven't predicted. They're always ready for people coming against them in all ages. That's standard. And so, but the thing is, you see, first of all, before you start to say and panic and say, what are we trying to save or keep? You have to realize that what you've got already is a culture that was given to you in the first place, and including the way everything you think is normal is not normal at all. It's just what you've been given as a normal. And you have to rethink the whole process of society itself and what is the purpose. Do you want to keep an inhumane society? Not that you could. You couldn't keep this system because the elite own it and they're changing it to the next level. Society as it is today is anything but humane. It's inhumane. It's a dog-eat-dog society because a psychopathic elite or the pathocracy at the top give you a psychopathic culture. They call success getting to the top by any means possible. You get the best treatment in hospital if you've got the money. You get tossed on the street to die if you don't. This is not a humane system, and it's a dysfunctional system, as you know right now, because right. That those things which held it together in the past, the family unit, has been pretty well destroyed for most people.
Right, and the family used to take care of each other. You would have generations of family living together, and you no longer do that because, I mean, the message was put out that you're 18, you get out of school, you go to college, or you go to a VOTEC, and you set up life on your own, away from mom and dad.
That's right, and even mom and dad can hardly get on because they're both being so conditioned, again through media, to want fantasies. They want the men see nothing but the young females, you know, the boob girls on television all the time and everything, but the females also are watching all the young fellows too. So this system is marketing into your head complete dissatisfaction, and they make you want complete fantasy, so you can't have a normal relationship anymore. Most people are fighting all the time, or most of the time.
Yeah, back in a minute.
Neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past last 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Is the number if you would like to join us here tonight on the Midnight Rider. 800-313-9443. That's the number that will get you right into us and get you on the program with Alan Watt. His website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And Alan, I think you're actually starting to confirm for me some things that I have thought about, some things that I have talked about on the air on occasion. And you talk about that the one way that you war against these individuals is by changing tactics, by going at them differently than what that they would expect. And I have believed that to be true, and I believe that we hold a weapon in our arsenal that they don't that they can't understand, nor can they deal with. And that weapon, Alan, quite honestly, is love. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Very simple. The whole thing is simple.
It's the only engine of survival, as they say. So the thing is, people have to get down to basics about their whole existence and be honest for the first time in their lives, because people are not honest. They're conditioned into a false reality where everyone pretends all the time that they're doing okay, but they're not doing okay at all in their lives or their personal lives. And we have to start being honest very quickly. But more than that, we have to start very quickly teaching everyone the mind of the psychopath. It's not difficult to teach and start to point the fingers at these characters at the top, because the one thing that the psychopath cannot stand is having his cover blown.
Right.
He can't handle that. He has no answer.
Yeah, and because when the emperor, you know, realizes he has no clothes, you know, all bets are off at that point. They don't deal with it well at all. And quite honestly, Alan, I don't think that I would have ever realized that these people are exactly what we've been discussing had I not been around these children with attachment disorders. Because when you start looking at what they do, yep, their actions mirror these kids, 100%.
Yes, and when but you realize it's like having a dog with rabies. You don't hate the dog because it's got rabies.
Right.
But you do realize it's a very dangerous thing. And when you have a few thousand of these people at the top and families that are interbred generation like this, they're very dangerous because they do hold the powers or the reins of power of money and wealth and think tanks and all the institutions that they can call at will. So we have to realize these are very dangerous people because they will stop at nothing to get their way. And unfortunately, we've got to a stage now where, as I say, it's like the man with the axe and the chopping block. The axe is swung halfway down. He can't stop it now.
Right.
To them, it's all or nothing, because if they start losing now, they'll release a lot of toys in their arsenal. That is the psychopathic mentality. It's like Adolf Hitler. Hitler said in his last days in the bunker that if the German people were not fit in a Darwinian sense of survival of the fittest to dominate the rest of Europe, then they must perish. And they'll take, in other words, they take everybody with them.
Yeah. Phones are lining up here. Joe in Rhode Island, welcome to the Midnight Rider Show. You're on.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Great. I was wondering if I could speak to Helen for a second.
He's here at your behest. Ask away.
Okay, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad, yeah.
You talked about deprogramming before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd like to give my answer to how that can be done. I believe that we're in the end times here, and I think it's very important to go to a source that can speak for us. And when the one worldism and when the end is near to this earth age, I think in Zechariah chapter 8 in scriptures, it says, these are the things that ye shall do. In other words, this is the great deprogrammer, the understanding of the scriptures. And it says in that verse 16, speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. This is what you're to do. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And from verse 18 to 23 is actually a deprogramming that would take place.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as the fast of the 10th month.
Yep. Well, I wouldn't disagree with it, because people have to start getting honest very quickly right now, because the longer this farce goes on, the more power they're gaining. I don't think people realize how many laws are passed every single day now. They're all meshing together, and we can't pretend anymore that things are just fine. You might be able to go out now and have a good meal at a restaurant if you can afford it. But those days will come to an end. We've got to act now before they get to the final clash. We've got to avert the final clash altogether. And once we start rolling with the honesty and asking, what is another way to live? Because there are many, many ways society can go. Then we'd have a chance of survival. We can't go backwards. We can't go back to an industrial society, because that was their system too. They are the guys that gave their industries to China, so, and set up in China. They're still their industries based in China. So we can't go backwards. We have to find a new way, which is far more humane, because this is not a humane system. And one way or another, it will come to an end. Yeah.
Yes, the last verse of those verses that I gave, I'd like to just read that verse and explain it.
Yeah, real quick there, Joe, real quick.
This is verse 23. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations. This is one worldism, all languages of the nations. Even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. This is the deprogramming that has to take place.
We have to get moving fast, and even with the children, because the children have been left out of the equation by the parents, too, who are so busy chasing after the things of the world.
Right.
They give them money and they don't give them advice. And the children are starved for communication, a human communication, personal communication. Instead of that, they're getting it from a television or from the computer screen. And that's all handled by the big boys upstairs.
Right. Joe, thanks for your call. I appreciate your call tonight. Let's go to Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Alan.
Yes.
You're the man.
I'm the man, eh?
I have a question about speaking of being humane. When I go to explain to my friends and family and have a very tough time explaining what's going on with the truth about 9/11 and that sort of thing, they always say the same thing. How could they kill so many people? Who could ever do that? And I try to explain it, and then I have a dilemma, because aren't we sort of psychopaths in the sense that they think of us as ants, right?
Yep.
And we think nothing of stepping on ants. So how can we expect anything different for us?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, how is it different?
And
then it gets into the old, you know, do we eat meat? Mm-hmm. Well, is that fair to the animal that we eat? And even a plant. Who's to say that a plant doesn't have a brain? And that's wrong, too. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll always go off in these tangents to waylay the main problem. The fact is, if you look at the rest of nature, you could always say, well, nature's also eating the grass, too. There's a lot of grass eaters out there as well. And that's just the way they were made. The fact is, we're the only mammal, basically, that kills each other. We do that, ants do that, and some bees and wasps will do that. But man is the only mammal, really, that kills each other, not because they're in the way of something else, but because, for power's sake itself, we actually kill thousands of people to gain more power. And that's what all wars are about. All wars are economic wars, ultimately, because only a few, if you look at Britain, had centuries of war after the Bank of England was created. They could then tax all the people to pay for the wars indefinitely. And they had war after war after war, right up to the present time. It's still going on. They're still over there in Basra. And, it's got to stop. We're slaughtering for a few people at the top in London, and in New York and Washington and so on. We're slaughtering people just so they can gain the power over the entire planet. And that's really what it is. George Orwell said it himself in 1984. And he was trained, remember, and groomed to be a helper of the elite. He came from a long lineage of bureaucratic families. His father was a governor general of Burma for the British Empire. And he turned against them. But when he was writing in 1984 his book, when he asks O'Brien why he was being tortured so much when it wasn't necessary, and why did they even have to torture, O'Brien said it was for power's sake. Yet everybody had to bow the knee for power's sake. And we've got to understand that as the psychopathic personality, which thrives in an economic moneyed system. This is their system. They gave it to us a long time ago.
So before money, was it ethical to eat meat?
Meat isn't the problem here. We're not talking about mass cannibalism. We're talking about slaughtering people for a different reason altogether. If you eat, it's because you are hungry. That's different. Everything in nature is hungry. Even a bacterium gets hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You can't equate the two here. We were talking about people slaughtering for different purposes, for power's sake.
So it's the intention.
It's the intention, and it's an aberrant intention. It's a deviant intention.
Thank you. I can't wait to hear you on Dr. Deagle tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Okay, back around the corner, we've got more calls, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider with Alan Watt tonight. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, get your hands in the air, mama. Show them. Yeah. We're talking with Alan Watt. Tonight his website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Let's go back to the phone. It's either Phil or Bill in Texas on line three. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Phil.
Hi, Phil.
I don't know where to start, but, I mean, it's just so much, but I do want to make a few comments and then get Alan's response.
Go right ahead.
I, too, have often believed that since my younger days that love is the most powerful thing that exists in this universe. And I for some reason, I've always understood that. Yet, today's churches or the clergy or whatever, I've never have been able to actually feel committed to go, say, to church or whatever, because the message that they preach seems to be always the same. It seems like they're regurgitating the same thing all the time, and they're not really dealing with the actual substance of what's going on in the world. And I guess my question to Alan is this part of their design also? And would you say that the scriptures are part of their design? Because I heard you on taking over for John when you were on his show. You were saying that this goes so far back. So if one is seeking for actual truth, say from our Creator, where is one to go? And the other comment I would like or a question I like to ask, I feel that we are dealing with evil in its purest form, and I trust and I hope that the Creator has a grand design to someday put this to an end, and I just would like to hear Alan's response to some of these things that I raised.
Yeah. Yeah, even the word love has been so muddied and dirtied by Hollywood and the music industry too, that it means nothing anymore. It could mean anything from having sex to buying a new product. It's been completely thrown out, and that was intentional too. They had to destroy even the terminology that bonded people together at one time. And that has been written about in think tanks like the Tavistock Institute in Britain a long time ago. In the 1880s, they said they'd have to destroy the terminology of bonding and religion. Religion was a prime one to move out of the way. They claimed it had served its purpose, and that was true because the major countries used religion and gave you a cultural form of it, and slightly different in every country for different peoples. So it was a control mechanism. However, maybe even compassion is a better word, because once you get above the emotion, you get a thing called compassion when you see the big picture and you see the vastness of society and the vastness of those who suffer within society. It's the same problems as drug addiction, as young people being thrown out on the streets or thrown in jail. This is called a functional society or progress. No, this is a dysfunctional society. You have to have compassion. This was all intentional. It was all brought about and planned, and every step of it was foreseen by the big think tanks and the reactions to it. And only through all the side effects and the fallout have they been able to make vast internal armies now, this paramilitary force now called the police and all the various agencies combined. It was all intentional. But we've got to always keep compassion for people, even for those who fall, it's true enough, and lots of them have, and I get lots of mail from people that have fallen big time on drugs and all the rest of it, and who are starting to pick themselves up and stop blaming themselves for the ills of the world. That's what we've got to stop doing, is blaming ourselves and look at the culprits and realize that we have better sides to us if we wish to use them. We've got to bring that to the fore. And we've got to point at the ones that are causing this, including all their think tanks that are basically funded by our tax money to make our own chains. And we've got to start shunning the people, and I mean that personally, even the families, start shunning those who put on the uniforms, stop being proud of them, because eventually they're going to turn on you. We've got to start doing this now, because times are becoming critical. They've published what they foresee for 30 years. It's 30 years of utter hell. And it's our choice now whether we're going to go along with it and just nibble our food and hamburgers and watch television while it's happening, or whether we're going to stop it now.
Well, I see this every day. Do you feel that, say, the Bible is something that was given down by the Creator, or is this something that has been corrupted by them also? Or, I mean, where does one really seek truth from his Creator? Because I do feel that we've been created by the superior being that has our best interest in mind, but yet somewhere down the line, something was corrupted.
Yeah.
And where do we seek this truth?
And Alan will answer that on the other side. Alan will answer it on the side.
Okay.
I'm going to grab a break here. And if you want to join in, 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider with John R. Cash. Back in a minute on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Here on the Midnight Rider, and thank God for the Renegades. Yeah. Monday night into Tuesday morning, the 13th of August to the 14th. Tonight, our guest is Alan Watt. His website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And Alan, you know, Phil asks a very legitimate question as we head into the break about the Bible. And are we truly in the last days, or is this a situation where these guys have read the book too?
Oh, they not only read the book, I mean, they've reformatted it down through the ages, always for their own political purpose. And, of course, you can actually see many of the changes they've actually made, especially where they wanted to put authority in the hand of the governments. They added a lot to it and emphasized a lot and omitted others. However, even though religion has been so muddied as well and totally corrupted, there's no doubt about that, it's completely corrupted. It's a cultural corruption all through society, including religion, in every country. There's still little bits of truth there, which are eternal truths, which can't be changed. This is the end of an age as far as the astrological or astronomical cycle goes, because these characters at the top do have their own religion, and they use the great zodiac as their big time plan. George Bush Sr. has referred to it in different speeches. He talks about the heavenly plan going as it should. He's talking about the age of Aquarius coming in, and the age of Pisces, which is the Jesus, the fish, the fisherman of men, coming to an end. That's what that means. And so these high occultic characters at the top do have their own religion, and they do use religion to their own ends. Now, most people will obey all the good parts in religions, but the elite do the opposite. They are the wolves. They know you will obey all the good parts, because the good parts in all religions give you a good society, a workable society. Islam itself has more rules to do with good society than any other country, or any other culture, I should say. They even put in their rules that certain ways that people couldn't get too rich and form these particular types of dynasties, because they'd have to give so much away in their wills when they died that their offspring couldn't accumulate great wealth. They tried, at least in that particular religion, to stop it. But the other religions, Christianity, unfortunately, went hand in glove with this system of commerce and money accumulation, then taxation, which is slavery, and it's come to where it is today. The big boys at the top, the good shepherds in all ages, have always worked for the ones at the top, because if they're the shepherd and you're the sheep, then you're the dumbest animal on the planet. Right. That's obvious. A sheep is the dumbest animal there is. It'll run into barbed wire, and the rest of them will all follow it, in fact.
Yeah.
When you realize the terminology that's used, we have to be very, very careful of what you're actually following. But inside the religions, there are always eternal truths that never change, to do with the individual itself. Because any change that happens in life doesn't happen just in the world, it happens within you. And then you go into the occultic side, and they say that you are the microcosm. You are everything in the outside world happens within you, and vice versa. And right. There's a truth there as well. In other words, you can move universes by what you do and say and think, and how conscious you have become within your own life, cutting through, as I say, all the illusions that are downloaded into you through your upbringing and your lifestyle and indoctrinations. So you can overcome a lot by using little bits of any religion, in fact. Now, if you go into India and Hinduism, you'll find that in Hinduism, with the Brahmanistic culture, they are more fatalistic in a sense that nothing can be changed, and even that the elite themselves, who always dream of utopias, can never truly pull it off, because amongst the creator in Hinduism is also the destroyer that comes in. In a sense, that happens with the personal life as well on an individual level. We have a great period of creativity, but we all die too. So it doesn't matter what religion you look at, there's bits and pieces of truth, and you can certainly take them, those parts that you can use to better your own perspectives on life in general, and overcome the problems of life. But ultimately, you will see that this is a plan that's going on down through the ages. It's a great big business plan, in fact, a project to take over the entire world. Not only to take it over, but to run it in a systematic, pre-planned way. All the plans have been laid for the next 100, 200, 300 years. I don't think people realize how far this has gone.
Right, and most don't realize how far back either. They don't realize that that this plan is all-encompassing, and these guys are serious about their business, and it's not just George W. Bush at the White House.
No, it's not Bush, no. I mean, they published the takeover of the Middle East in the 90s with the New American Century Project, so they're quite open about what they intended to do. They also were quite honest that they needed something on the scale of a Pearl Harbor event to get public opinion on their side. Right. Well, they got it on 9/11. And even the mocking, it's typical too of the arrogance of the psychopath, how clever they are and how they wink at each other when they keep us all in the dark. George Bush Sr. gave that New World Order speech, the New World Order coming into view, on September the 11th, 1990, and he repeated it on September 11th, 1991.
Right.
I mean, come on, how much do we need here? How much do we need before it sinks in? These guys are mocking us.
I know. Anthony in Alabama, you're on the program with us. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
I called originally for to ask your advice or a question on you was talking about forming groups. Mm-hmm. I have been watching this movement since the early 1990s, and me and several of my friends at that time that was really watching and paying attention chose not to go run and join a militia or anything, just to keep, you know, keep yourself out of the public eye, and have since then chose to try to strategically talk to certain people and enlighten them on it, and then make them come to you to want more information. Is that the correct way to be going about this?
Yeah, it is the correct way, and also, if wherever you go, you can always say a little bit to each person, and if you see a sparkle in their eye and they ask questions, you can give them a little bit more, but you never download them with all that you know at once, so they'll think you're crazy. But you realize they're living in a different reality. They're still at the 6 o'clock news version of reality, and you're feeding them information, so you've got to feed them very carefully. But yeah, groups are a favorite method that's been used down through the last few centuries anyway, to control and predict the population, and even to use those groups when required, always to their own detriment.
Yes, correct. You know, as a matter of fact, this spawned a second question I had for you. While I was waiting on the phone, I heard you say something about the military duration of the police state.
Yeah.
And I actually talked to a young man several times at work with me. And he finally came to me and he said, okay, I've heard enough. You know, now what do I need to do? The guy, for number one, now, I'm ex-military myself, and I was actually chose to get out during the Clinton administration because I would absolutely refuse to wear a blue beanie. And I said, the first thing you need to do is purchase you a couple of weapons. You know, and then he came to me several weeks later and said, okay, I've got $1,000 I can play with. Can you help me? And I went to looking through magazines, you know, like the local buy-sell magazines, trying to find him something that was used he didn't have to sign his name for because he'd never bought a gun. You know, because I was a firm believer in telling him, if you go buy a new one, you just told the whole world, hey, I bought a gun. They know exactly where you live. If it ever came to them coming to houses, and I responded to an ad. And the funny thing about it is when we all met together, I went with him. It was a policeman. And the rifle we was buying, you know, I asked him, I was like, all right, what's the deal with it? You know, because I was an armor. I used to work on them. Does it got any problems? You know, if it does, tell me I can fix it. He's like,
Anthony,
oh, no.
Anthony, I'm going to have to move you along here. We're running out of time, my friend.
Oh, okay. Actually, to make a long story short, this is more of a comment. This policeman actually told us he was just got on a team and was issued an M4, M16 and didn't need this gun any longer. So I'll leave you with that, and maybe you can help folks along with that.
Yeah.
Anthony, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You have a good night. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you see, even in Canada, too, about 1990 onwards, we started to get little photographs. These are publicity photographs for these little BETF-type characters they have in Canada now. And they show them in the streets of Toronto on some suspected gunshot or something that probably didn't happen at all, just to get the public used to seeing them. And then about 1997, the blue uniform with the blue shirt that they used to wear as police changed overnight to the completely black uniform all over Canada. And no one, this is the scary part, no one made a comment on it. It was, even their tie is black and their shirt is black. And here they are from one day to the next changing uniform, walking through the streets, and no one made a single comment. But what they have all been issued are really much more advanced firearms, and I think it's the MP5 submachine guns they all have now and different things. But they're also getting an awful lot. The biggest purchasers of the non-lethal and the more advanced, even scalar-type weaponry are the police forces and the military. So they're way ahead of ordinary firearms when the big crunch comes, and I think they will use them eventually.
Danny in Texas, you're on the Midnight Rider program. Welcome aboard. You're speaking with Mr. Alan Watt.
Yes, sir. Great to talk to you. What is your opinion of the John Birch Society? And one more question after you answer that, please.
Well, I don't really know too much. I know what they're supposed to have stood for, but I also have also heard the other side, that they collected a lot of money against the United Nations at one time and to use it for other purposes. So I don't know. Again, they were so widely touted to leave a particular section of society perhaps up the garden path. I really don't know, but I imagine they were authorized to do so. I always tell people, whatever personality type that you are, they have a group already made for you.
Well, that's amazing, all right. What? Have you heard of a book called The Great White Lie? It's about cocaine being white, not racial, but The Great White Lie. It was a bestseller book.
If you're talking about the Great White Brotherhood, that's an ancient thing that goes back even to the days of Enoch and before, because really symbolically the illumined man who's risen above everything, as you say, is washed as white as snow. It's a very, very old idea. However, around the second century AD, third century AD, it evolved into a racial thing where interbreeding of illumined people became the new Great White Brotherhood, supposedly based in India after the Aryan race. Yeah.
No, that's what it's a book about cocaine. Is a CIA agent who arrested some cocaine dealers in El Salvador or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He was forced to turn them loose by the federal government. And he asked him why, and he said because they don't want to stop cocaine. It was a bestseller book called The Great White Lie.
Yeah, there was another one also. It was called Dope Inc., I-N-C, Dope Inc. They went through the Dope Incorporated, went right through the whole history of the big authorities bringing in the drugs. But if you look into the China Opium Wars, you'll find all the big players today with the Bush families, the Kerrys, everyone that you know that went to Yale, all their predecessors in the same family lineages made millions when they were dropping bales of opium on the China shores a couple of hundred years ago. This is old, old stuff, using drugs against the people. And I've got even talks on my website where I've gone through the reports of other agents who did catch other agents that they used to work with bringing in the drugs from South America. This is well known. It's been in the newspapers in Canada that the first thing that Bush did when they took over Afghanistan was to allow the regrowing of the poppies again. And you should see the movie The French Connection and French Connection 2, because in that those movies were pretty factual. All the heroin that you see in the world goes to Marseille in France, always has done. Marseille has protection like you wouldn't believe, it's left alone. And that's where they ship the refined stuff out to. And it's distributed through the rest of the countries by the Secret Service in Britain, MI6, and the CIA, and the U.S. This is absolute truth, yeah.
Well, would you agree that when Truman was president, he actually gave China to the communists by having ammunition taken to them that wouldn't fit their guns that were slaughtered on the battlefield? And
Truman always used to quote a poem at the end of every major speech, and it was by Shelley, the poet, and it was about the federation of the world. You know, when the guns war no more, etc., they come to the federation of the world. He was a globalist. You'll find pretty every president before that was also a globalist. And if you go back into the writings of Benjamin Franklin and others, you'll find that they said in their own memoirs, that they wanted the United States to be the embryo, the beginning of a federation of the world. So this is going exactly to plan. Yeah.
Do you think Franklin wanted the United States to lose its sovereignty, or do you think he wanted it to be the manifest destiny where our race basically would control the world for its own protection?
No, the United States might use that guise for a little while for the lower orders, but the higher orders in the U.S. always have been internationalists. These people have always been internationalists.
Danny, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. We got to head to a break here. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk with Chad in Alaska. Yeah, the opium crop in Afghanistan, the Taliban, Alan, had completely wiped it out. I think the gross domestic product now of Afghanistan is up like 400%.
That's right. It's
compared
doing
to
good.
What it was
doing
before
the
start of the
war. Yeah, that's where their investments go into. It's doing really well for the big boys, yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Together and we'll get it undone. Someday when you hit it much lighter.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Segment of the Midnight Rider tonight with Alan Watt. Let's run to the phone quickly. Chad in Alaska, you're on the program. Welcome aboard.
A question for Alan, and I'll hang up and take his answer off there.
Okay.
I'm calling to see what Alan has to say about a taboo subject in Christian patriot circles, and that is the subject of overpopulation. I see this factor at the root of almost all of mankind's problems, including freedom, since private property forms the basis of freedom and overpopulation eliminates it. I mean, we really don't have many problems on this planet when we only have a few hundred million people. There's always some place to find land, clean water, and freedom. But whenever I raise this angle, people just say, oh, that's not a problem. There's plenty of room. God will save us before it ever gets bad. And people just seem to have no problem populating endlessly, and they don't care to limit themselves. And without evil powers that control people on Earth, I think man will just populate and populate until taking from each other is the only taking left. So I see our problems as much more complex than a battle of good versus evil, because man cannot control himself and will populate until he's forced to live in a state of endless suffering.
Chad, thanks for the call. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, I understand exactly that theory that's put out by the elite, by the way. And that's rubbish, because if you look at the birth rates of more advanced people, when they have enough of the basic things in life, the population drops drastically. And in fact, some countries like France and so on, that they pay them to have children. There's not enough. So that's utter nonsense. In fact, you look at the statistics in Britain, and their populations were falling since before World War I, and drastically reduced after the wars, etc., etc., and still fell. Most parents only have one child at the most, if they have any at all. In fact, many decided to have none, and that's happening across the whole globe. If their basic needs are met, they don't have as many children, and that's a fact of life. We're constantly given this overpopulation nonsense from the days of Malthus, who wanted to kill off all the useless eaters, and we've got to stop listening to their propaganda and look at the facts and the history and their own statistics, because that'll prove that it's true. And going back to the previous caller, do you remember the drugs scandal with Cardinal Oliver North? We forget all about that, where right. The U.S. government admitted in court that they were bringing cocaine into the U.S. and distributing it on the streets of America to young children to get guns for their Iran-Contra scandal.
Yeah, and, you know, and Alan, you know, this shapes up to be, you know, in many instances, not only a battle for our survival, but it also determines whether or not we move forward as a species.
Absolutely.
Whether or not we defeat these people.
Absolutely.
Because as long as they're in power, they keep us down on the farm. And I really think that once we, if these people are eliminated, our ability to evolve and become better human beings, the chances of that happening are increased probably a thousandfold.
Oh, absolutely. And we'd also have to always be on the lookout. Every child should be taught what a psychopath is, how to recognize them. And we couldn't, again, go into the same monetary type system, because the same characters would take it over so quickly, so cleverly. They do it by instinct, and we'd all be working for them again. So we need a new way, but only by discussing it quickly and being honest about ourselves and to each other and learning to give and receive in all different ways can we actually do this.
Again, it all comes down to love. Alan, 2 hours has absolutely flown by. This program has gone in a much different direction than what I thought. I thought we'd head down the Illuminati trail, but as always, the direction that it takes and the things that are discussed are always much better to come out as they're supposed to, and as opposed to trying to plan something. But I appreciate having you on. I hope to have you on again. This has been a great 2 hours.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah.
The pleasure's been all mine. Your website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and so we'll know, hopefully have you on for another 2 hours again, and we'll come up with another group of subjects we can bandy about and just let the show go where it goes.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Yeah,
indeed. All right. Well, thank you for being on the program tonight. Find somebody.